live from I-95.
Literally on the interstate right now. We are having a great time. Just left Miami on our way up to... Actually, no. Technically, we just left Boca. Yeah, we... So far today, we've hit FAU, and we've hit the Panthers Stadium, where the Florida Panthers play. We are on our way to UCF right now, going to check out the Knights Stadium. So, should be a good time. We had a good little run in Miami. Got to check out the Orange Bowl. Saw Georgia put an absolute ass-whooping on Florida State. I'm sure it's probably the worst game Chad's ever been to in person, but...
You know, Let me get to that in a minute, but like let's get a run through of what we all have done so far, because we recorded from Gainesville to Tampa, correct? So we have got to let you guys in on everything that we've been doing. So we went to Tampa Bay and immediately went to Tropicana Field. Side note, we went over. There's a long. If you've never been to Tampa Bay, like going into St. Pete, there's a long bridge that takes you from Tampa to St. Pete, and Tropicana Field's actually in St. Pete, so it's not in Tampa. That was the first time in my life. Now, granted, it was at night, but that was the first time in my life that I've ever seen the Gulf of Mexico. So that was really cool for me to see the Gulf of Mexico. So that was really neat. We got to Tropicana Field. We're not going to tell you why we went to Tropicana Field or what was happening while we were there. But if you were posted on the socials,
it was a Christmas show. It's exactly what it was. I'll tell you what it was. It was a Christmas show. That was the only way to get into the stadium. And we saw it as an opportunity. It was a good time. I mean, if I had kids and a wife and stuff, I definitely would do that like once a year. Like, I think that'd be a great thing to do. Have your kids run around. There was like a maze. There was live music, all kinds of Christmassy stuff. But as two traveling males who just wanted to see some baseball stadiums and college football stadiums, for us, it was kind of like, yeah, a little weird, but still, it was cool to get to see the Trop from the inside, get to see some of the artwork they had in there. They had a couple little cool posters and whatnot. So,
and a big green ugly sign in there in left field that I really did not appreciate.
Yeah, we don't talk about that company on this podcast. We do not talk about that company on this podcast.
I used to work there, but, you know. I work for the real ones now.
We're rocking and rolling now. We went to Raymond James, like he said, and then we went to got to see USF, traveled around their stadiums, saw the baseball stadium, got to get into there. It's connected to their softball stadium, so it's actually pretty cool.
We didn't go to it, but we went, like, we parked and walked around. What, were we in East Tampa Bay?
We're in
East Tampa.
I think, yeah, it was technically like East Tampa Bay. They called it like the Central District or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, and it was really more of like the...
But we were right there. We went to the Yard House and had a couple beers. And we went to the... And it's right next to I don't know how to say it. But we went next to the Tampa Bay Lightning's Arena.
Yeah, we just call it the Lightning's Arena.
We'll just call it that. Yeah. But it was actually really cool. Like, I will say this, like, you know, with all the talk about... Like, we don't talk about hockey much on this podcast, but, like, just being the sports nerds that we are, like, we like to, like, outside of the show a lot, we like to talk about, especially me and Matt, Whit likes to talk about it too, but me and Matt love to get in this conversation. Like, there was a conversation about how the Rays do so poorly with attendance, and a lot of times that conversation has been centered around the Trop. And I will say this, going inside the Trop, and, like, actually, we were on field level because all the Christmas lights and stuff were on field level. And I even got, like, there's a picture of me on Instagram, like, sitting up in the left field stands, like, staring at directly where home plate would be. I do not think it would be a bad place to watch a baseball game. I honestly, for being an inside stadium, and I'm a baseball purist, I think baseball should be played outdoors. But at the same time, I do think that all baseball stadiums should have a retractable roof. For the opportunity, because you play baseball in the heat of the summer.
Maybe not all of them, but especially in Florida. Like, Florida, it's so humid here. It gets so hot. Like, the fact that the Marlins have it, the Tampa Bay Rays have it, it makes sense. Like, it's the same way in Texas. Like, the Houston Astros and the Rangers, if they played outdoors every single game, people would not come because it gets up to, like, 115 degrees. Like, in Houston, it's so dang humid that they had to sit outside for a game like how we have to do in Atlanta. It is absolutely miserable. And it gets brutal. Miserable in Atlanta, too. But
in late June, early July, even going into August, especially like where your season tickets were last year, where we sat. Oh. The sun goes down behind the right field wall on the first base side, and it is the most miserable experience when that sun is setting because you are just cooking.
It hurts. It is really bad, and that's why I tried to get my seat swapped over, but I could not do it, so I decided to not renew. But that's okay. I'll still get a lot of games.
But like I was saying, like, Tropicana Field, I don't think it's a bad place to watch a ball game, but the fact that, and we actually called Matt when we were on our way, and Matt's been to a game at Tropicana Field, and Matt said that the biggest issue is, and anybody who follows Major League Baseball and follows the kind of in and outs of the business knows that the biggest complaint is that bridge that takes you over the bay in the Gulf of Mexico to get from Tampa Bay to St. Pete is the traffic. And Matt said when he went to a Rays game for his time there that at rush hour, that bridge is awful. Being next to the Lightning's arena is exactly exemplified the problem in a face-to-face way that just shows you it's in a great spot. It is absolutely, there's a yard house next to it. There's all kinds of restaurants and bars and cool little areas in Tampa Bay with hotels. And there's a cool little Publix Plaza right outside of the arena. It's easy to see why the Lightning, even with, like, and they're a good hockey team too. Like, they're a good team. They've won two Stanley Cups recently in the past couple years. I think they've been to three. They've won two, been to three in the past like 5 years. So like, it's really easy to see why they do so well, because it's an attractive place for people to come watch a ball game. Or to come watch a hockey game. Like, there's so much to do outside the stadium. So my overall thoughts on Tropicana Field, I loved it. I mean, it was all, I want to get back down there to go to a ball game, not to go see Christmas lights and walk around and see a bunch of families and kids. But, like, you know, one day I hope to have that, obviously. Like, the Lord so blesses me with that. But, you know, I like Tropicana Field. We stood on the field. And no one will ever take that away from me. It doesn't matter what was there. I've stood on Tropicana Field.
And I'll say this, too. I mean, half the reason we decided to do the Christmas lights at Tropicana Field is because, in my eyes, and I'm sure Chad feels the same way, by the time come to a situation where we could actually get down there to go watch a game, that field's probably going to be gone, more than likely. They're probably going to build a new stadium, unless they decide to keep it, it's which already would been be approved. Fine. Yeah, exactly. Like, when's the new stadium coming?
I think like 2028.
2028, okay. Because
their lease expires at the Trop in 2027, and they cannot get out of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's 5 years. I mean, unless, like, I know someone that goes to Tampa or I have a reason to go down there, I don't see myself being like, oh, I'm going to go down for a Rays game. Like, I mean, I could, but I don't know. It's not close to Atlanta. It's really not close to Statesboro. So it's not like we would go down there. So we were like, all right, let's just go ahead and do it, knock it off the list. And once the new stadium comes in, maybe we'll make a trip down there, because I'm sure they'll put some bars and stuff around it, as every new MLB stadium is doing, which is very smart. They're taking that blueprint that the Braves did when they moved the Braves Stadium, the Truist Park outside of Atlanta, over into the Smyrna area and built the Battery next to it, which was absolutely genius. We could talk about that forever, but they once that happens, I think we'll probably make our way back down there. But, of course, we just needed to see the Orange Juice Factory at least before they mow it over. And then, Chad, I actually looked at some pictures. I kind of understand what Matt is saying when he says it's a piece of shit. Because we couldn't really tell from the outside because it was night when we got there. It's probably like, what, 7:30, 7-ish?
Yeah, it was like 7 when we got there.
Yeah, when I looked at pictures when we were comparing that to the Marlins Stadium when we went there, it looks bad. Like, it looks so old from the outside. And the inside, it was great. I had no problem with the inside. I loved all the, like, the big pictures I had of the players. I had a bunch of flags from, like, the history of the team. They had the what was the date for that? Like, the,
oh yeah,
like,
so
the least likely win of all time or something.
Yeah,
like,
so the last game, September 28th, 2011, and I would love next week, just to get off topic of college football for a little bit and get Matt's thoughts on this. That was one of the greatest nights in Major League Baseball history. If you have not seen any video clips or anything, even if you're not a baseball fan, September 28th, 2011, MLB. Just type that into YouTube. There's like a 13, 14-minute video. I watch it all the time. Seen it 100 times just because I love baseball. That was one of the coolest nights in Major League Baseball history. And how the Orioles and the Red Sox were playing, and the Red Sox held the last wild card spot, and the Rays were at the Yankees, And it was, and this was before MLB expanded to two wild card spots like they have now. So this was back when, this is for the number four seed, Orioles and Red Sox in Baltimore. Red Sox are up big. This is before the Orioles were good. This is when they were terrible. And they had a, I think they were either had a half game lead on the Rays. Yankees jump out 7-0 in the fourth inning. Red Sox jump up like 3-1, 3-0 in Baltimore. Top of the fifth, the rain comes. Big rain delay. It's the last game of the season with significance. They were waiting it out no matter what. It didn't matter if that game didn't start back up until 5:30 in the morning. They were waiting it out, and that game was going to get in. So there's a rain delay. That game gets delayed. The Orioles storm back, and the Orioles walk it off. But going back to Tampa, the Yankees were up 7-0. Evan Longoria hits a three-run shot in, I think, the sixth inning, makes it 7-3, gives the Rays some life. The Rays come all the way back. Dan Johnson, a guy who had hit 106 all year up to that point, gets a pitch inside in a 1-2 count, had two strikes on him, fist it. And when I say fist it, he hits it off the fist and just sneaks it inside the right field foul pole of the Tropicana Field. Tie game. The Trop goes nuts. They see this final score. They know they're in it. And then what do you know? We go to the 11th inning. Evan Longoria fights one off on the hands again and sneaks it over that little wall in left field. The Rays walk it off. The Red Sox are eliminated. Tampa Bay goes to the postseason. It was the coolest night in MLB, in my opinion, ever. But yeah, like, I thought Tropicana Field did a lot to, I really think they did really well to make it feel as baseball-y as possible, because everybody loves to shit on it, and they love to shit on the Coliseum, and rightfully so when you compare it to MLB stadiums around the league. Those two are the ones that are kind of the redheaded stepchildren, but with the Rays' new stadium and the A's move to Vegas, it seems like we've got those stadium situations resolved, at least on paper. You know, we'll see if they come to fruition. But I thought Tampa Bay, I thought it was a really good job. But yeah, so that we left there, went to USF the next morning, like Whit said. The USF was pretty cool. They obviously don't have a football stadium. We saw Raymond James, which is where USF plays, where the Bucks play.
We saw Yuengling Arena, the basketball arena, which is actually pretty cool. We got to go, like I said, to the baseball fields, and Chad threw a pitch over the mound, or on the mound. It's pretty cool. Got a video of it. It was on our Instagram. If you guys follow us on Instagram,
it looks terrible.
It was not the best pitch in the world, but I don't think I actually got you pitching. I think I just got you like throwing the ball. So
yeah, my throwing motion probably is not good.
Probably not. But either way,
I haven't thrown a baseball, and I was a football player, guys. I did not. I played baseball when I was like 12, but I was never good. I love baseball, but.
Either way, we ended up doing that. Where do we go after that? Did we go
straight to Homestead Miami Speedway?
We did.
Through the Everglades. Saw some Panthers.
Through the Everglades, we listened to, what's his name? We listened to Theo Vaughn the whole way down there on a Netflix special. And pretty much just tried to avoid Panthers and alligators all the way down there. It was pretty interesting. I mean, you could see like all these flatlands, and it's fields and stuff where, you know, there's probably some kind of crazy wildlife hanging around. So we made an executive decision not to stop at any of the ponds or anything to check out the wildlife to avoid getting eaten. But it was cool. I'm glad I got to experience just driving through the Everglades, because I thought that was interesting, even though we didn't see any Panthers, which I was very upset about, because apparently there are Panthers in Florida. I didn't know that was actually a thing.
Yes.
Until this drive, which makes sense of why they're called the Florida Panthers. And my FIU, which is the next place we went to after Homestead, the Panthers.
Yeah, Homestead was cool. Homestead was cool. That was mainly for me, as the resident NASCAR fan of the podcast. And our shout out to our boy Lando too, who used to be on the podcast, also a big NASCAR fan. But like I said, that was mainly for me. And it is a solid 35-40 minutes outside of Miami. Like, it was out of the way. Like, if you're a NASCAR fan and you're headed to Homestead, Miami, really cool track. It's with the new car, it's one of the best tracks for on track excitement and entertainment over the past few years. But man, it's down there. Like, it's down there. It is out of the way. That was one thing Witt actually said like it was like, man, I thought we were going straight to it, but really we went through Miami and then another 20-30 minutes outside of Miami and then another 10 minutes just to get through the city of Homestead's traffic. And it's out of the way.
And it was on the way if we would have gone the way that I thought it was going to take us. But instead, I guess it was just faster GPS-wise to go straight through where we were. We went by where we're staying. We went by all the other places we were going to go see that day. And then went all the way down to Homestead to the track. I was like, dang, that sucks. Because coming from Tampa, there's like an outer loop on like the far west side of the state that takes you all the way down to Homestead and then back up to like Coral Gables and through downtown Miami and then up to Miami Gardens where we were staying. So I figured we just hit all that at the same time. But now we went all the way down to Homestead. We did make it before the sun went down, which I think if we didn't, they would have been a huge waste of time. So I'm glad we did make that. And then we got to go to FAU in Miami that night. Really couldn't see much because it was so dark, and we didn't want to try and sneak onto a stadium or anything at night. So we drove through. FIU's campus was pretty cool at night. There's like some light up stuff. Like they had FIU at their recreational center completely lit up. They had a Panther right outside of their basketball arena, and they had all these fancy lights in front of the basketball arena. It was pretty cool. I was a big fan of their campus, and I think we both enjoyed FIU until the next day when we tried to go into the stadium.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I've got grievances to air.
It was rough.
So like Witt said, FIU, like if you're applying to go to college and you're a kid in the state of Florida, I would say absolutely, if you're just looking for like a really cool, really pretty campus in a big city, Florida International was awesome. Like it was lit up really well. It had a very Miami feel to it. It was really cool. Like some of the lighting on campus, some of the paintings and structures on campus, their buildings, their dorms were very pretty. Like a very architecturally pleasing to the eye.
Absolutely.
Campus.
It didn't feel like Miami there. Like it felt like a, well, I mean, kind of like it had the palm trees and yeah. stuff, but it felt like a nice normal college campus. Like it felt like you were in a college town, but you're in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. If, like I said, very aesthetically pleasing, FIU was, but we got into the baseball stadium just fine. Somebody let the bullpen gate open, and we just walked onto the
field.
Not
a bad baseball stadium either. Actually, not a bad baseball stadium. Actually, pretty nice for
especially FIU. After what we saw today.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. But, man, I have a beef with Florida International University. You are FIU. No one goes to your games. You are absolutely one of the most forgotten about G5 teams in the entire landscape of college football. But your stadium is locked down like you've got the whatever Indiana Jones was trying to steal in those movies. Like, I don't know what he was trying to steal.
Holy Grail?
Yeah, whatever it was. Like, it's like you got the Holy Grail hidden in your stadium. And there's no good view of the field from outside of the stadium. Like, you can't actually see the field. You can't actually really get a good look at the stands. Like, I am utterly and severely beefing with Florida International University. Like, I am unhappy with them. They locked everything down, and I tweeted at FIU football, and I was like, please open the gates. I just want a picture. But they didn't reply. And I hope Mike McIntyre hears this. I hope he sees it. And I just want you to know that I think that your facility people suck. Because we weren't going to steal anything. I just wanted a picture. And I will never, ever, ever root for Florida International in football ever.
Hey, and Homestead Miami Speedway stuck us on their story for a little bit on their like their Instagram story after we did our post and we had them tagged in it and whatnot. So FIU, look, you know, we're trying to market for you. We got, you know, what do we have, like 3,500 followers? Almost 4,000 followers
something
on
like
Instagram.
That.
Like, that's not too shabby. Like, get yourself a little bit of marketing going on, free marketing. Like all we're doing is walking in there, taking a couple pictures. We're not stealing anything. And I get, like, you want to have it locked down so, like, people can't get in there, steal concession stand signs, and run outside the stadium and get caught by a cop like a friend of mine did at UGA. But you, it's like, come on. Like, give us a chance to get in there. You know, it's all for the fun of the podcast and whatnot, so... we're kind of beefing with them a little bit, and then but we took that, we ran over to Coral Gables, which does not have a football stadium on campus, which we can talk about that also. But we got into their baseball stadium. We got to look at their tennis facilities, which are super, super nice. I would say we were both a little bit disappointed by the campus at University of Miami. Like, you really didn't see a lot of, like, the U. You really didn't see a lot of, like, very nice stuff.
It wasn't branded well.
No. Like, I mean, after going to Florida State, after going to Florida, and after going to USF and FIU, I thought that was... I would say it was probably better than USF, but I mean, it definitely was not as nice as FIU, for sure. Like, I would say out of all the ones we've been to so far, that was my least favorite campus besides... USF was probably my least favorite, but I liked the setup for USF better than
USF.
Yeah,
at least USF was branded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it was branded perfectly. They had the bull statue that we didn't get a picture of, and they had all the facilities, like athletic facilities, all together, which... Miami kind of had that. Like, they had the practice field for the football team. They had the baseball field. They had the tennis facility all on, like, the same road. But you really couldn't see it unless you got out and walked around. And I don't know. I'm a fan of facilities you could actually, like, drive by and see. And you use it as a way to, like, market your team to people that live there. So it actually is really, really strange to me, considering Miami is such a, like, a blue blood type of athletic program. And they're usually pretty good at everything. Obviously, football, they haven't really been there the last couple years. But I think my biggest grievance with Miami is the fact that they do not have a football stadium on campus. And we got to go to the Orange Bowl, which was really the next place we got to go to. And the Orange Bowl was awesome. Hard Rock Stadium, really, really cool.
Oh, Hard Rock was cool.
Yeah, we had a great time at Hard Rock. But, like, we walked around that whole stadium, like, three or four times, did not see anything that even remotely would make you think that the University of Miami plays there, which is absolutely nuts. When you go to a place like Gainesville for University of Florida, you go to Tallahassee for Florida State, Georgia, Alabama, all these like big time SEC schools, big time blue blood, national prowess type programs, like even Clemson, when you are on campus or you're in the stadium, there's history. There's all kinds of posters. They market the players, a little bit of everything. Like, it's awesome. There's all kinds of different sayings, like tons of tradition. University of Miami's got none of that because they mowed over the Orange Bowl and they built the Hard Rock. And you know what? Hard Rock is a great place to play. I bet it's a great place to watch a game. I had a phenomenal time watching Georgia beat the crap out of Florida State there. And I love the architecture of it. For the Dolphins, it's perfect. But for the University of Miami, they need to build a stadium on campus. I fully believe that. I think there's a better chance that they could recruit even better, even though they are recruiting really well, if they do put a stadium on campus. And I think bringing that tradition back to Miami would be a very, very big part of them getting back to being a blue blood. Personally, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I completely agree. There's nothing much more for me to say. Like, from going to FIU to going to Coral Gables, and like, we went back in the daytime. So even after seeing it at night, we woke up yesterday before the game, and we did some riding around at Florida International in Miami again. And Miami, just like Whit said, was not aesthetically pleasing at all. I didn't really care for the layout of the campus. It was in a very nice neighborhood. I will say that. It was in a very nice neighborhood.
Coral Gables is very cool.
Coral Gables is a very nice area. I personally don't think I could live there, but no. I mean, I wouldn't be against it if I had to. But man, it's just... Yeah, Miami was disappointing. It wasn't, you know, you think when you would go to Miami, it would be like the U. Like, this is the flag, even though it's a private school, it's the flagship college of that city. Like, FIU being a public school and Miami being a private school, like, it doesn't matter. Like, Miami, the U, is still the school for Miami. But it, like, just didn't really feel that way. FIU did, from all the looks of everything. But we snuck into Alex Rodriguez Field. I guess we can say it now because now they can't come get us.
Yeah, no, at this point, they're not going to chase us down in Statesboro, Georgia. So,
but, yeah, Witt just lifted the gate on Miami's baseball stadium. We walked right in.
It was open. I mean, it really wasn't open. There was no open gate. It was the only place we got – actually, this isn't true because we had to sneak into Gainesville.
Yeah, we did.
But it was really one of the main gates where – it was completely locked down, but if you paid attention, you could find a way to get in. And I think there was more than one way to get in. I think we could have snuck through in some other areas. But we walked up literally to the front, got a picture of I can't remember who the coach was that was out front.
I don't remember either.
They called him like the czar of football or something, or baseball. But he like a they have a famous coach that was there for like 30 years or something. I guess he did really well at Miami. If there's any Miami fans and you're up in you're not happy that we don't know who this guy is, I'm very sorry. But we but anyway, we walked up Alex Rodriguez Field. They had the national championships posted on the front of the stadium. We were just kind of feeling it out. There's a big front gate, like super tall, probably like maybe, you know, 10 feet tall, 11 feet tall. And it was shut down, but it was, one of them didn't have a lock on it, and it had like one of those little like pulley things at the bottom. And so I just tried it and pulled it up, and it came right open. Of course, we were right there on like one of the main roads, and there were,
and we did hide from a,
we did have to hide,
we did hide from a yeah, University of Miami policeman
that, and they didn't, they weren't there looking for us, but they drove, they just drove by the stadium, and
as
they
were walking out,
they were at a red light, and we were about to walk out, and you definitely could have seen us if you looked into the stadium. And I, like, we did, I mean, I don't think they really would have cared.
I don't think they would have cared, maybe not. But it's like, why? Yeah.
Yeah, but if I was a Miami police officer and I was driving by the baseball stadium and the gates were closed and I saw two random people walking around, and I was in a Georgia jersey too, so Lord knows, they'd be like, what's this crazy guy doing? So, yeah, so we were like, well, we're going to hide from him and then just
the
sneak
light
our
turns
way
green
out. Yeah, and we almost went out like a little emergency exit on the back. We didn't know if it was emergency exit or not. Then we were like, yeah, maybe we don't go out this way and accidentally set off an alarm, so let's just go out the front. So we snuck back out the front, and then I was a big fan of the tennis facility. I made us make an extra stop over there just to check out the – they had, like, one of their famous coaches. They had a statue out front. They had all kinds of courts. It wasn't really like UGA. Like, I go to a lot of UGA tennis matches, or at least one or two a year. And UGA's facilities are unbelievable, and so are Florida's too. They have very, very nice tennis facilities. So very different, but still cool. Like, and Miami has a good tennis team, so was glad I got to see that. And then we made our way over to the Trop, or not the Trop, the Marlins Stadium, which is Lone Depot Park. Yeah, Lone Depot Park. I think I tried to set the expectations pretty low.
You've been there
on
before.
The way, yeah, and I had been there before. I've seen the outside. I've seen the inside. I've gone to games. It's by far my least favorite park that I've been to in terms of going to a game. I would say I actually like Tropicana Field. I think the outside of Lone Depot is probably nicer than Tropicana. Actually, I know it is for sure. But on the inside, I think I would enjoy a game at Tropicana Field more than I did at Lone Depot for sure. The inside's just really not impressive. And to me, Miami, my complaint with that stadium is Miami is such a big market and such a big city, and it's so well known for like the bars and the clubs and like all this like very fun stuff. And then you go to Lone Depot Park and there's just nothing around it. It's just like pretty
it's
much just
a great area.
Pretty much just like ghettos more than anything. Like, it's very odd. Like, it was like going to Turner Field when the Braves played in downtown Atlanta. Like, there was one little restaurant you could go to, and besides that, you were either tailgating or you were just like hiding in your car until you decided to go into the game. So like, and that was a great part of us moving the Braves up to Smyrna, which is now Atlanta, but it pretty much was Smyrna. And so me and Chad have talked about it. We went to the Florida Panthers arena today. Personally, I think it would be smart to take the Marlins, move them up there, put it near where there's like actual stuff going on. It's right across the street from a mall. They'd be smart to put some like battery type bars, like a Miami Live or something like that. Like how Texas did the Texas Live, similar to Atlanta's Battery Live. And if they did something like that, just a place for like younger people to go hang out, have a couple drinks before and after the game, maybe like a PBR, go ride the bull. I mean, you know, Marlins fans would love to go ride the bull after the game. Come on.
Absolutely.
It'd be awesome. They would definitely do that. So.
Yes. Yeah. Witt, like Witt said, Witt's been to a game there before. July 15th, 2021. I remember the date. Don't ask me why I remember the date, but, you know, well, it's not like it's a bad thing. I was doing something that day as well, so that's why I remember. But that's the day Ronald Acuña tore his ACL, the year we won the World Series.
On Venezuelan night.
On Venezuelan night, at a 4-10 pitch. And nothing's worse than a 4-10 pitch on a Saturday. Don't get me started on that. But, Look, Lone Depot Park from the outside was very nice. You could tell it's very new. It's very well kept. I thought with Witt's low expectations, I thought it would be worse. Yes, I agree, and I don't mean this in any kind of negative way towards the people around there, but it is not in a good area. Like, it's not in a good area at all. It's pretty rough around there. It's pretty ghetto, which, and I get it from a demographic standpoint. There's a lot of Hispanics and Latin Americans in that area, and that's the appeal that the Marlins are trying to have with baseball as a sport, because that's a large sport in the Hispanic community. But like, and again, I'm not saying anything negative about the fact that a bunch of Hispanics live in that area. Like, it was just not a great area, not a very high income, very nice area. That's what I mean. It was just demographically income wise. It was pretty ghetto. But I thought it was a nice stadium. I liked the plazas out front. That was neat.
That was cool. But I do like the plazas.
We took a lap around, and the one thing I don't like about it was it looks like an NFL stadium from the outside. I like that it has its own uniqueness, because that's my favorite thing about baseball stadiums. Like, I'm more inclined to do an MLB stadium tour than I am an NFL stadium tour, just because football stadiums are football stadiums, right? Like, or the NFL, they are, at least. In college, you have these uniqueness about these stadiums. In the NFL, you really don't. They're just kind of stadiums. There's a cop. I'm going to put my microphones down. So, of course, I'm not driving. I don't know why I put mine down.
I don't think they even see us.
No.
As long as we're not, like, going 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, exactly. But, like I said, it's got its own uniqueness to it, but it doesn't look like a baseball stadium at all, which is – and now, granted, I didn't get to go on the inside because, you know, we're sneaking into these college places, professional places like – Homestead, Miami Speedway, Lone Depot Park, Raymond James. NFL, NASCAR, and MLB. Like, it's not like a college where you can just walk in. Like, they'll actually arrest you for trying to walk in.
Yeah, they have actual security guards that hang out at the stadium at night.
Yeah.
Like, Raymond James, there were, like, tons of security guards hanging around. And they saw us. They had no problem with us. I mean, I'm sure, like, there was somebody watching the cameras. So, if we would have tried to sneak in, or if we were to try to cause some kind of harm,
stopped immediately.
Yeah, somebody would have been on our ass for sure. Yeah.
At Homestead Miami Speedway, like, there was a gate open. The hauler gate was open to drive into the track, but they had a security guard there as well.
Yeah.
So we couldn't get in there. But, yeah, like, it just – Lone Depot I didn't think was bad. I thought Witt set the bar pretty low. I would say it probably – my experience of it was higher. But overall, it wasn't bad. Like, it was a good-looking – it was a good-looking place. The neighborhood was rough, and it just – it didn't have a baseball feel to it. It was my biggest takeaway. But the last stop we've made so far today, like I said, we're headed right now. We're an hour and a half outside of Orlando, headed that way up from Miami or from Coral Gables, not Coral Gables, Boca Raton, excuse me. But Florida Atlantic, as much hate as I had for FAU or for FIU, excuse me, I loved FAU. FAU was nice. Very cool little campus, very pretty. Like we said about FIU, very aesthetically pleasing. Their stadium was also locked down.
Completely
locked down, just like FIU's was. But the positive thing is FAU, even through the bars on the outside, you can see the stadium itself. Like, it's got good views. You can pretty much see the stadium even from the outside of it, where at FIU you could not. And that made me okay with it. FAU has a cool stadium for a program that's only been around since 2011. Like, it was really neat stadium. It was a very, very neat stadium. I liked it a lot. The palm trees had a very Miami feel, or a very beachy feel. The campus was pretty. The biggest beef I have with FAU was their baseball stadium.
Oh, yeah.
There was no bathrooms. It did not look like they had anything set up for concessions. Now, granted, it is December 31st, and college baseball doesn't start until February. But, man, the dugouts were rough. We walked onto the field. There was nothing special about it. The stands were awful.
Stands were awful. They were so bad.
I mean, like, I have seen high school stadiums with nicer facilities than Florida Atlantic's baseball stadium.
Easily. I mean, we went to USF. We're on our way to UCF right now. I'll tell you right now, UCF baseball stadium is going to be a million times better than what we just walked into. Yes, that it, honestly, that's one of the worst baseball stadiums I've ever been to, including like recreational and high school stadiums easily. Like it's actually kind of embarrassing if you're FAU. Like if I played baseball there, I would be embarrassed to have my family come and sit through a game in that stadium, because like FAU is well known as like a pretty decent athletic school for pretty much everything. Like they're not bad. Like they've made the tournament in basketball. They made
the Final Four last year.
Yeah, they've made regionals for baseball. I mean, they had them all over the walls. Like, I mean, they were in 2019, they were in the regionals. Like, it's not like they're bad at baseball, but their stadium's just terrible. So it makes no sense. We were talking about it. We don't know if it's they're just pumping all their money into the football program and the basketball program because they've been more successful. We don't know what it is. So we'll see if maybe, you know, eventually they make a change and upgrade the stadium just a little bit, but who the hell knows? But yeah, for me, I'm totally with Chad. FAU, way nicer than FIU. We got a couple really good pictures of the inside of the stadium from the outside, which is awesome. And I respect teams that do that a lot, that have ways where like you can't get in, so there's no risk of like having somebody come in there and steal anything, or like, you know, mark up with graffiti, or like mess up the field, take a pee on the field or whatever. But like at the very least, you know, fans can walk up, look into the stadium, see what it's like, to like in the stands, on the field, press boxes, whatnot. They had a statue of Howard Steinenberger. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Steinenberger, who was a famous coach for Miami, who also coached at FAU, and is probably their most successful head coach for more than a season, like Lane Kiffin, or two seasons. But they had a statue of him right outside the gate, or right in front of the gate, so we could get a picture of it. It's the field's in the background, so it, I mean, aesthetically, the stadium, one of the nicer Group of Five stadiums I've seen, for sure. I would say, like, in terms of comparing it to like a Georgia Southern, I like Paulson better still. I think that's still better put together. But I do like the fact that not only is it nice, but it's also like right on campus too. Like you could walk to class, or like across the street's a recreational center. Like you can go work out and then walk over to the football game, which I like that a lot. Like you could do that at Georgia Southern too, but it's not that close. Like it's a ways away. Like it's a
good 15-minute walk.
Yeah, like you could throw a football from the recreational center into the stadium, like over the top of the stadium and in, if you wanted to. There was like some kind of marathon going on there, so we were kind of hoping that maybe that would cause the gate to be open, but I think they were more locked down than FIU was. Like that place was very, very much locked down. They had locks on the little latches to open the doors. They had locks on the little foot things to open from the ground. I mean, that place was, they probably had a sniper in there somewhere. Like, I mean, they were very much locked down. They did not want you getting in there. But like I said, the fact that they do leave it open a little bit just so you can see into it, definitely made up for it. So like, I feel okay checking that one off the list and saying that I got to experience it, and I don't really care to see more than what I got to see. So I'm happy with that. FAU is really the only one we've been to so far where we haven't got to see really what we wanted to. I'd say that in Raymond James, but obviously Raymond James, we had low expectations of actually getting onto the field for. But we did get into Hard Rock Stadium for the Orange Bowl, which was very cool.
Hard Rock was cool.
Yeah, I've always been with Chad. Like I think that baseball stadiums are usually more original than football stadiums in terms of professional. But Hard Rock, being in Hard Rock, kind of made me think about a couple things. I actually think NFL stadiums have become a lot more original recently than they used to be. Like a lot of the newer ones, like Hard Rock's a little bit newer, Mercedes-Benz very new, SoFi Stadium, everyone's starting to put their own feel on these big stadiums and domes and whatnot. Like the Minnesota Vikings, they have like a glass little like a glass stadium with like a weird little shape to it. Obviously the Packers have Lambeau. Soldier Field, I've been there. That one's very interesting as well. So I think, you know, besides like the MetLife's and the Nissans and whatnot, and the Bengals stadium's very similar too. They're all kind of, you know, just football stadiums. there is a little bit of originality. And I think as we see more newer stadiums being built, the more we'll see some originality to it. But personally, I loved Hard Rock. I thought the architecture was awesome. I thought the parking situation was great. I thought the field itself, like just the visual of looking down on the field. We were up in the 300s, then we got to move down to the 100s. I thought that was phenomenal. The only complaint I'll have is they didn't have enough Dolphins stuff. They had some Dolphins colors, and they didn't have enough Miami stuff. Besides one sign under the scoreboard that said University of Miami Health, and that was pretty much it. So that's probably my only complaint. And we could speak about the Orange Bowl if you want to talk about the actual game.
There's nothing to talk about. We'll talk about, we'll save that for the show with Matt.
Yeah, that's good with me. We talk about a couple ball games, but
this is the bonus road trip episodes.
Yeah, so
we'll have one more.
Exactly. Yeah, and we're on our way to UCF right now. We're gonna hit UCF today. We may or may not go by the Daytona Speedway. It's kind of like right off our route, so we might just poke around, and we're a little bit ahead of schedule as how we thought we'd be. So
way ahead of
we
schedule.
We have a little bit of time.
Got to listen to the Falcons on the radio today.
We do, and the Jags also play today. We've talked about going by the Jags Stadium. Chad's seen it before, but he hasn't actually been around it, so he hasn't seen like their little tailgate.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it from 95. Going by it on the interstate.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool. Like the area around it's pretty cool. To a degree. I mean, Jacksonville's Jacksonville, so you can only see so much.
Jacksonville's.
Yeah, so, I mean, they have a game today, so, like, we're not sure how close we could actually get to the stadium. But maybe, I mean, if we get to Jacksonville early enough, since we're waiting on our buddy to get done, he works for the Jaguars, so, like, they play at 1. If we end up there at 5 o'clock, they're, like, the chances of him being home by then is going to be very slim. So we might drive by there, but... And then we're doing like a little New Year's dinner tonight with my buddy and his girlfriend and some of his family that's in town. And then we're going to go back up to Statesboro and prepare to watch the playoff games tomorrow.
With the Howls.
Yeah, hanging out with Matt and his wife and their children.
Mainly their children.
Yeah, I mean, Maddox and Lucy, you can't go wrong hanging out with those two. They're good
kids. Love those kids.
Yep, we love them. And so we probably got another, you know, maybe... 10 hours on the road today, give or take. Maybe 10-30 hours. So lots of driving left and a little bit more to fill you guys in on next time we do a show. But
yeah, this definitely actually helps pass the time. We should have done this on the way from Tampa to Miami because that was by far the worst drive.
Yeah.
But I decided to sleep. And yeah. I think Witt saw me fading in the passenger seat over here. And he was like, hey, do you want to record?
Yeah.
I leaned up and I was like, all right, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, and then we'll let Chad take a nap for the last hour and 20 minutes we have till we get to Orlando.
Because so. I gotta wake up by 1 so we can listen to Falcons disappoint us.
Exactly, yeah. So we have, we'll get to the...
Get to UCF at kickoff.
Yeah, it's perfect. So we can go ahead and get the radio rolling. Beautiful. Well, here we are on our way, and I think that's all we got for now.
That's all for now.
So, we'll fill you guys in after.
See ya.